But anyway, I was in New York, took the Megabus, got back home like 4 a.m. last night or this morning, so I'm very, very excited to be here.
Yeah.
But no, New York was gay on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did Frantic at the Stand on Monday, which was cool because there's good comics there. But Friday and Saturday was it was just like an alt comedy room.
Sure.
And Friday they liked me, but Saturday I haven't eaten a dick like that in a long time. I was sweating. I could feel my forehead sweating.
Was there
sweating.
A guy?
It was a weird scene because like they're all new and they're all like this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all wearing cool clothes and like they're. It's like punk rock scene of comedy.
Yeah.
And they're all fucking weird.
Yeah.
And
got that anxiety, bro.
And I'm better than them, so I was just hanging out among them, and they showed me no respect because obviously they have no fucking idea who I am.
They didn't kiss the hand at all.
They did not kiss the ring at all.
They didn't bend the knee, huh?
In fact, they almost wanted me to bend the knee to them.
How so?
Just kind of their arrogance of like, this is my mic, man. What are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I was on
really?
Not, you know, that was, I mean, again, it was probably all in my head, but yes, that was the vibe.
So the conversations felt like they were like looking down upon you.
Slightly condescending and like slightly...
They hit you with a lot of like, oh, cool, man. They'll be like, oh, cool, man. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there they'll do a bit while they're talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, they'll approach you with a, like, I was standing there talking to my friend, Burke. Yo, shout out, Burke. What up, boy?
What's up, dog?
He loves this shit. He's a man. Burke's great. A man. But we were down there, and like, this kid walked up, and actually, there's like 30 Gorans there.
Nice.
Now, you guys will know that example, it's like 30 fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
It's nice to have one Goran in Philly. Yeah. One is good.
Yeah.
It's like, he's wacky, he's funny, great guy. But then when you have 30 of those guys just packed in a 10 o'clock open mic in a, it's a night.
It's too
but anyway,
much.
This kid, sorry, Goran, but this kid just starts standing next to me and my friend while we're talking. And I was like, oh, are you in line for the bathroom? Because I was like, we're not, you're good. And he was like, nope, just eavesdropping on you guys. I was like, oh, here comes a bit.
Yep.
And he was like, sometimes I just like to eavesdrop, and then I just walk into a conversation, and I say too much, and then people are getting, they get uncomfortable, and they don't know how to stop me. And and I was just like, dude.
Stop.
And I honestly thought to myself, I was like, because I just had a horrible set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fuming. I was just trying to drink a fucking PBR and fucking get the fuck out of there. This kid starts doing a fucking bit to me, and I was like, I should punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah.
That'd have been.
I was like, I should punch him in the face. And then I thought to myself, I was like, well, why not just tell him to go away?
Yeah.
No.
That's less hateful.
If you punch him in the face, you'd just went. You'd have been the all time greatest.
Yeah, I know.
If you just punch someone in the face for doing a bit after
the legend, definitely the legend of Shane Gillis so would have rose
for sure. I was proud of myself for even like I thought about it quickly.
Yeah.
And then I was like, don't do that. What the fuck? I was that mad though that this kid came up and was like. Oh, well, this fucking bit, dude. Don't do that to me.
I give you credit for that, too, because I just would have told him to go home. I just would be like, just go home. Like, no, we don't need whatever you're trying to please. You obviously don't have any idea as to how any of this works.
I like a coward. I'd be like, yeah, man.
After you eat a dick? Oh, fuck, no.
A bad set, and then you're down with it. I shouldn't have been there.
I wanted to fight that guy the one time after we did the Stress Factory. Some guy, like, just mentioned me. I went up before him and ate a dick, and then, like, he said something. I was like, fuck, I was so mad, dude.
I was sitting with Matt.
Yeah.
And this guy got up and was like, give it up for that future stepdad. I think it was something that was shitty like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even
horrible, dude. It was just dumb.
But everybody kind of laughed, and then Matt, like, I looked at Matt to see if he was laughing, because I was laughing. Yeah. I was like, it's funny that guy talks shit. Matt was like, what?
Yeah.
I looked at him, and he was like looking around trying to fight.
So it was two nights in a row. He would take something I did and then try to just make a bit out of it himself. And then the next week, he literally stole one of my premises, tried to use it, and flatlined right up front.
Nice.
I was like, pussy. Then I went up to afterwards. I went up to him and I was like, "You ever fucking talk shit ever again?" And he's like, "Huh?" I'm like, "I'm just kidding."
See, that was your moment right there. That was your moment to literally be like, "Dude, I'll fucking kill you."
It's psychotic though.
Yeah.
And I make you can't make fun of people as much as I do, and then be like, "You can't make fun of me. Stop it."
Yeah, of course. But this kid, thankfully, somebody else walked by and I was like, "Are you friends with that guy?" He was like, yeah. I was like, go fucking talk to that guy.
Nice.
Go be with that guy.
That's even worse. I feel like I'd rather have someone like punch me and be like, oh no, he's fucking crazy. He's punching me in the face.
Well, no,
he was
a lunatic, so it was like,
okay.
If you want to talk shit, I can you know, well, if comedy, you want to run a bit like that, we can do that.
Comedy's a good space for lunatics, as we've all seen.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a nice safe haven. Like a lunatic can come into comedy and get like a good 3 years out of it before everyone's like, okay, you got to.
I'd say it's 75. And speaking for Philadelphia, it's about 75% people who are kind of just like running away from something.
Yeah. Serious. Oh, definitely.
Just kind of, it's like 75% fucked up people.
Yeah.
Who just should be just baking under fluorescent lighting right somewhere else. And they're like, no, I'm an artist. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, all right. No, you're, 5 years.
You're not an artist. You're a mathematician. Like, you're actually probably a genius mathematician who has issues with family and you need to go and get that sorted.
Are you talking about a beautiful mind, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Oh, I got to tell you this story. This is funny. Let's have it. So one time I was in New York and my rich aunt, she's not an aunt. She's a family friend, but she took me and my girlfriend to see this performance.
Okay.
And it was this like huge, almost like a gymnasium, like the size of like a high school gym.
In New York.
Theater. Yeah.
Damn.
And there were these two like scaffoldings basically at both ends. And this, the play or show was just these people in like spandex suits. They kept climbing up to the top of these things and jumping off and falling flat on their face onto mats.
What?
Yeah. And like they kept jumping and falling and like they would go off stuff and just land like belly flop off like
on a foam,
three stories onto like a mat.
And holy fuck.
It was supposed to be like powerful, like art.
Yeah.
Dude, I was fucking, me and my girlfriend like looked at each other like, is this fucking, like, are we supposed to be, like, clapping? Like, everybody was like, oh, wow.
There was people doing belly flops into, like, memory foam, basically.
Yeah, and it was all, like, fucking gay dudes and white chicks.
There's a bunch of gay dudes jumping on the bed, dude.
And it was like, yeah, that's what we went and saw. And then, so at the time, like, we were howling laughing, and everyone was very serious about the show. And then she read that was, like, one of the most powerful shows. Like, it's supposed to represent, like, failing and getting back up and never being that. And we just sat there like, what the fuck is this? That's New York to me in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of like pretentious fucking nothing.
Yeah.
A bunch of gay people falling down off of me. They were just belly flopping off fucking.
And give me $80.
And everybody being like, wow, that was awesome.
Ugh.
Like, what the fuck?
Dude, the worst is when I was walking around up there and there was like a new apartment or condominium complex being built. And I think it was Oscar Wilde. There was like a quote written on like the coming soon, like the fucking come whatever hotels. And like the quote was like, and then he said to himself, to live anywhere else in New York City is a joke.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. I got so, or I was like, to live anywhere else in New York City, one must be joking. And I was just like, motherfucker, I was so fucking mad.
Yeah,
I was like, you fucking idiots. That's what you have to tell yourself when you're paying.
That's
fucking
the demeanor every day.
$3,000 a month for a fucking shoebox.
Like, wow. And then shit is just thrust on you all day. Like I was there for a fucking weekend, and I was like, I need to fucking leave. Like I watched a guy finger his asshole and lick it, and then these fucking people are like, well, that's New York.
Ew.
It's like, no, dude, you guys just live on top of each other like fucking trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
And literally on top of trash.
Yeah. They live on top of trash?
Yeah, yeah. I think Manhattan's like half trash underneath it now.
Ew, dude.
And also there's like this constant dirt in the city. There's like this black soot you can see on the sidewalks and shit. I got real taxi driver-ish up there. Like I was like, the fucking trash of the city. I need to take out all this garbage.
You should have, dude.
Yeah, I lost my shit this week.
Oh, you never made it back, dude. You just fucking...
I almost didn't. Thank God that fucking... The Roast of Rich Voss was the sickest shit I've ever seen. It was so cool.
One day, dude, I'm going to lose you up there.
I can't go up there. That was another thing I decided this weekend. I was like...
Dude, I went up there for a month. I was like, I got to move up here. I'll probably be up here, blah, blah, blah. I came back. I was like, I'm going to quit comedy, dude. Comedy sucks. New York sucks.
I went into that fucking... I did Skankfest this weekend. And that's cool. It was still cool. I was still around, like, really good comics. And even then, I was like, fuck New York, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck it. There's no space.
Dude,
it's all fucking
packed in. I'm getting the jeebies thinking about it. When I was, just in my little fucking room and there's three strangers living with me, I was like, this is fucking hell.
It is hell.
Ugh.
We're Americans, dude. We were born fucking free. We're supposed to roam.
Heard that, dude.
We can't be cooped up in some butthole fucking gay hive.
Heard that.